An investigative report this week shows Wisconsin is lagging behind in making certain kinds of crime data available to the public.
The most recent crime data available from the Department of Justice is from 2012, which lags behind many other states and even the federal government.
Keegan Kyle joins us now. He worked on the report as an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network in Wisconsin. Keegan, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Well, first, let's talk about what kind of data we're talking about. I'm assuming the Department of Justice has a lot of different stuff they put out. What are they behind on?
There are three kind of main categories of data that they collect and regularly publish on a website. There's kind of the crime data, so how many crimes are happening in your community. There's data on crime solving, so how many crimes are police actually solving. And then there's also this data on how many arrests they make that is much more detailed down to like even curfew arrests for like youth in the streets.
And what would people use this for? This could be something that you could go online and say, what's been happening in my neighborhood or what's going on in the neighborhood I might want to buy a house in or rent an apartment in.
Exactly. I mean, that's the common use that we use for crime statistics for, is to look at cities to think about, you know, that we might be moving to or where we want to put our kids in good school districts. All of that commonly used data is normally published on this website for people to kind of look at and compare one city to another.
This might be a public accountability measure too. I see lots of crime here, not many crimes, not many arrests made. What's going on? The public might use that in that way too.
Exactly. Particularly with like the crime solving statistics and the arrest statistics, those are much more metrics of kind of what police are doing to keep you safe than necessarily crime stats. I mean, crime stats are one metric of how safe we are, but arrests and crime-solving stats are another way to kind of look at what police are actually doing about it.
So where is the Department of Justice on this now? How far behind are they?
They have published 2012 data. 2014 is the data that is published in Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, the federal government, many other states.
So why? Why has this fallen behind?
Well, Attorney General Brad Schimel came in about a year ago and looked at this outdated website and said he wanted to update it. And for about the past year, they've been kind of looking for some new software that they can release this data publicly. And just recently did they finally find that software to put it online.
And so the Department of Justice isn't denying that this is behind. They know this is a known problem for them.
Oh, yeah. It was. I first talked to them about it last summer. They were working on this very actively, kind of looking for how can we fix this to get data to people more easily.
Talking to Keegan Kyle about his reporting for the USA Today Network here in Wisconsin on crime data, the state falling behind on information made public on a state website. Now, you came across this as a part of another investigation that we've talked to you about, untested rape kits in Wisconsin. And so how did you encounter this backlog?
Exactly. You remember back then the state had released this survey of untested rape kits across the state, and there are hundreds of untested kits that are just sitting in evidence rooms across the state. And we wanted to try to look at is there some correlation to agencies that have a lot of untested kits versus, you know, how often they actually solve rape crimes? You know, that's an example of what this data would be really good for. But when we went to the website, we ended up at this wall, which is there is no data after 2012. And when we went to the department and requested more recent data, that's when we started having this conversation about, well, we've been continuing to collect this data, but it's not really available until we can kind of modernize our system for publicly releasing it.
So where are they on that? Is there an ETA on when they're going to get that new software up and running and have this data, more up-to-date data available for the public?
Right. The Department of Justice plans it'll be updated within the first quarter of the year. So we're looking at the next 3 months, you know, finally getting our data on 2013 and hopefully even more recent than that.
So this is an important tool for not just the public, but obviously for reporters, too. How important is it for the media to have this kind of information to be able to do reports like the ones you do?
Yeah, it's particularly important when it comes to monitoring the activities of law enforcement. It's pretty common, I think, for police agencies to publicly produce their crime statistics, to bring those up and discuss those at community meetings, at city council meetings. But arrest statistics and crime-solving statistics are a lot less common to be talked about, and those are the ones that sometimes can be much more revealing about what tactics they're using to, you know, really fight different types of crimes in the community. And I've done quite a bit of analysis of that in the past, and sometimes these databases will reveal to police agencies and the public tactics that the police agencies themselves don't fully kind of understand. You know, it's only when you're looking in this much broader sense of one police agency compared to another can you get a better sense of, wow, this tactic is really unique, or this is following a trend of what people are doing to fight crime.
So having up-to-date info could be useful for police departments themselves.
Exactly. You know, crime statistics are still one of the major ways that law enforcement agencies use to evaluate their effectiveness of the tactics that they're using, both crime levels as well as arrests and crime-solving numbers. So the fact that the public doesn't have access to anything since 2012 limits our ability to kind of do a similar analysis of, is what police doing, is that working or not? Are new laws that have been passed since 2012, are those working or not? All of those types of analyses could be done with this data if it were more freely available on this website.
Do we know from one local police department to the next, is there a consistent standard of how they keep data? So if you wanted to, as a reporter, say, you could go jurisdiction by jurisdiction and get comparable data, or are they all doing their own thing?
They're all reporting similar data to the state, which mm-hmm. you could go to every single one and request. The great thing and kind of the bad thing right now about the Department of Justice is that it's collecting data from hundreds of law enforcement mm-hmm. agencies. That's the great thing, is that it means that we don't have to do that ourselves. The bad thing is that it's not currently available to us. So if we wanted to look at something, a statewide trend, it would require us to go and submit requests to hundreds of law enforcement agencies.
Is there a sense, and I imagine the answer here is yes, but a sense that looking at data from 2012 as the latest data today isn't that useful for anybody?
Well, it still gives some indicators. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives some indicators of crime levels, and we can still look at 2012 compared to, you know, decades before then. So like the rape statistics, for example, we were able to look at those numbers from 2012 and find that, you know, at last we know the number of rapes reported in the state had been rising and the crime solving of rapes had been worsening. So that gives us some indication that, you know, there might be things to be concerned about there. But we don't know if those trends have continued through today.
Well, there's local, there's state. How about the federal government? I know the FBI keeps some kind of crime statistics. Do they drill down deeply enough to where they might have more up-to-date data that we could use than the state currently is releasing?
Yes, in some ways. So the federal government will freely post online a lot of statewide statistics. What it doesn't post is a lot of things down to individual communities, particularly smaller communities. So if you live in a, you know, relatively smaller city like Wausau or Waukesha, you know, rather than like Milwaukee or Madison, the smaller cities don't always get their data posted as freely or as easily on federal websites. So that's really where the state website comes much more in handy, is if you live in a small town or a small county, you could go to the state website and find, you know, data specific to your local police department.
Now, I know you are a data kind of guy and a crime reporting kind of guy. If this thing popped up next week, this up-to-date info or what it actually does, what are you after first? What data are you excited to see come out when we have the up-to-date stuff on that website?
I would probably look at the crime-solving statistic first, mostly because it's the type of statistic that a lot of people in the community are not aware of or are not monitoring themselves. A lot of city councils are really actively monitoring crime levels, but not necessarily the other side of the coin, which is how often are we actually solving those crimes.
Right, and when you read crime reporting, it's usually crime just happened, and then in a week it's not crime solved or not, it's the next crime that happened.
Yeah, it's, you know, crime solving can sometimes get lost in the daily chaos of life. You know, we look at what new thing happened and forget to circle back to what came of it, you know, months or years later.
Well, Keegan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to investigative reporter Keegan Kyle, looking at his research on how Wisconsin is lagging on publishing its crime data and why that data is useful to the public, to reporters, and to the police themselves.